Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Three stories that make you shake your head. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Amy Trask on the NFL, the Princess of Darkness herself. Right now, though, I will start in the world of, I guess it's still MMA, UFC. Conor McGregor is being sued by two women in Ireland, stemming from alleged incidents in 2018. They're both personal injury lawsuits. They're asking for multi-millions of euros in the lawsuits. There's no real details on what they're alleging. McGregor and his camp have called it complete BS. And the fighter says the matter's already been investigated, thrown out by law enforcement officials.
Money grab, maybe?
So it could be that could be the don't do this, a money grab at a very famous, high-profile athlete.
Well, you see a guy that continues to get in trouble. And look, a lot of it's caught on tape. So it's like, maybe that's an easy mark.
McGregor is currently on Fight Island.
Yeah, fight this weekend.
Big match this weekend. He also, during an interview after arriving at Fight Island, did not totally dismiss the notion of a Jake Paul match. It's the first time he's actually even kind of acknowledged it. And he was asked, would you? And he goes, I don't know. We'll look into it. So he's
please,
not
there. Please, for the love of
please
God.
Whatever.
Here's my credit card.
You guys
take
would be
it.
So bummed if Jake Paul even held his own for...
If he lasted one round, I'd be bummed.
There's no chance. No chance.
You want to see an absolute, utter annihilation.
I want to see less than
15 seconds.
I want to see him get pummeled.
That's
I'm sorry.
I know that's what you want to see.
Does that make me a sadist?
A little bit. If at some point, well, you never wish violence upon anyone.
But when you ask
if
for
someone
violence.
Is asking for it,
and like calling.
Do they deserve it?
And they're talking about his wife and stuff. Like, bro, sorry. No mercy. None. Cobra Kai. Take it
to
him.
He has been needling and wheedling and trying to get under Conor McGregor's skin for what presumably would be a big payday for him.
Of course.
But ultimately, I think most of us believe that he would pay a very heavy price.
Conor McGregor would kill him.
For those 20
yeah.
seconds
I mean, I don't
of
see
glory.
Him, I don't want to see him die.
And whatever payday he got
but
from it.
I mean, I would like to see Conor McGregor embarrass him, pummel him, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe I am a sadist after all. This is just something that you know, it happens. It happens a lot. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Linda Holiday, she's now taken her Instagram account private, Ben. She was ripped by trolls over her recent comments about none other than Tom Brady. That's going to be a thing for the rest of our lives as long as Tom is playing and Bill is coaching. Was it the system? Was it the quarterback? This year, you kind of believe it was the quarterback all along.
Well, people who have argued that
have a good
data
case.
Point in yep. their favor from this year.
Exactly right. So she took on a critic on social media following Tom's victory over the Saints, minimizing his role in the win. She said, Tom didn't even score last night, not once. Defense won that game. Were you even watching? And then, on the other hand, I'm happy for Tom's career. Why can't you be? But yeah, defense was really, really great. So then she dug herself even further. I simply meant he scored with the help of his defense. Why all the fuss? Stop the nonsense. Can't we all just stop and be happy for Tom for a minute? But you're the one that was talking about Tom first. That's what I don't understand. Tom Brady defenders came, and they just hammered her. They hammered her, and now It says, my account will be going private the next few hours. I'm exhausted by the number of trolls and cruel people who have hammered my social media. I'm not embarrassed by anything I said. Several news outlets understood what I meant about defensive touchdowns and validated it. But I'm tired of trolls. Not sure when it became okay to verbally abuse and harass people on social media. Look forward to staying connected with my personal friends.
Is this your first time ever having a social media account?
Yeah, new to social media here? You know what? I'm jumping in and I'm adding something here because I think it fits. But you had pointed out yesterday the story involving Drew Brees' wife, Brittany.
No, I had not yet. I pointed it out via text.
Via text. But she also was kind of voicing some concerns yesterday.
She was.
What did she say?
Well, she basically came out yesterday and said that that Drew Brees was playing with a torn rotator cuff in his throwing arm.
Or unreported injury.
Yeah.
And maybe that explains why he threw three interceptions and the Saints lost that game to the Bucs. I guess the question is that excuse-making or is that good wifing by Brittany Brees defending her man?
I don't know, but yeah, she also went to Instagram as well, and she said, "Where'd it go? Torn rotator cuff, torn fascia in foot, plus 11 broken ribs and a collapsed lung."
Well, we knew he had those huge injuries, obviously, earlier in the season. Should he not have been out there?
That's the
in that game.
That's the bigger question.
Remember, Jameis Winston came in for one play, threw
slung
a 56-yard touchdown.
Yeah, 50-yard touchdown.
You know, a lot of people could have thrown that touchdown pass to a wide open receiver on a trick play, but he got it down there. And there's a reason they took Drew Brees out probably for that play as well. Wasn't feeling close to 100%.
Yeah, no. he had a hard time throwing the ball down the field, and that would make sense with a torn rotator.
Ultimately, it's Sean Payton's decision,
of course,
not Drew Brees' decision. Who plays? So. If you want to complain about why was Drew Brees in there, don't blame Drew Brees. Blame Sean Payton if you think he was the wrong guy or wasn't healthy enough. He won a playoff game the week before, though. So
yeah, true.
It's hard to say, oh, he shouldn't have been in there against the Bucs. So, if I was the coach, I was Sean Payton. I think you have to have Drew Brees in there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You ride or die with the guy who got you there, and you hope he's got enough left in the tank and healthy enough to, complete the passes he needed to complete. Just didn't look that great in what turned out probably to be his last game. All right, finally, Woods, we'll go to the NBA, where, they have taken the coronavirus as seriously as any league, doing the bubble last year, major protocols in place this year to try to keep positive tests to a minimum. But some players apparently are not getting the message. And as Adam Silver has seen more and more players after the game, buzzer sounds, and what do? Well, they go to midcourt, they give each other, handshakes, hugs after the game.
Yeah.
Congratulations, good game. Like you would do in a non-pandemic situation. But that is against the coronavirus protocols of the NBA. So now to enforce them, the NBA is hiring or moving extra security to midcourt. So they're actually going to have, rent-a-cops who are going to prevent LeBron James from giving a hug to Kawhi Leonard when the Lakers play the Clippers. Hey, you guys can't do that. I would hate that job more than if that was your job. Okay, your job is to make sure
the
these NBA
police.
Superstars don't hug or touch each other after the game. I'm sorry, sir, LeBron, sir, you can't be hugging Kawhi. You can't do that. Oh my God.
Nope.
I just feel like an absolute. Very small person.
It's again though. It's something. It shouldn't have to be done. It shouldn't have to get to that point.
Even if I get most of its optics on that.
Yes.
They've been
sweating, backing each other
bumping,
down, bumping
the entire game,
hand slapping. I know.
And then 1 3-second little bro hug at the end is what you're worried about. It seems kind of silly. But there's
been a lot of silly things about the coronavirus and the optics that have been associated with it. I can't deny that. I still sit here a year later begging not to get it. I know that. Trying my best. So, I get it. I get it. But it does seem ridiculous since they've been playing against each other the entire freaking game, sweating, breathing, spitting, yelling, the whole thing.
By the way, debut of the big three in Brooklyn last night, Kyrie Irving, returning after his kind of mysterious 2-week absence. He scored 37, but The Nats actually got knocked off in double overtime by the Cleveland Cavaliers. A bit of a surprise, 147-135.
Who was the kid that went off last night?
Colin Sexton.
Sexton.
Who scored 42 points.
20 in a row, by the way, in overtime or something, something ridiculous.
Took over in overtime, and the Cavs are surprising 7-7. So far this year, you know, the Warriors are doing better than people thought.
Yep.
Clippers are red hot. They won their fifth straight last night. They beat the Sacramento Kings, and they are playing good basketball right now. They're 11-4, pushing the Lakers there for best record in the NBA right now. Lakers return to action tonight with a game against the Milwaukee Bucks. So LeBron against Giannis Antetokounmpo.
20 straight Cavs points in overtime for Colin Sexton. Just taking the entire Cavaliers team, putting it on his back, and willing them to victory. Pretty cool.
That is Don't Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we'll come back. So the Padres aren't necessarily done wheeling and dealing. Maybe there's other moves to be made, but I wanted to go through all the additions the Padres have made this offseason, their impacts as we go forward. Haven't really talked to any Padres baseball today, which is weird for us after 2.5 hours and what this offseason is. We talked to Major Garrett about some Padres in
yep.
our first hour, but I wanted to get into a little bit more in depth in where the team stands at this point now, what A.J. Preller has done in total this offseason. We'll get to that coming up next. It's Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.